A rare opportunity to see one of the legends of Southern rock and roll happens this weekend. Tav Falco is coming from Europe back to the United States. Ozarks at Large's Katie Henriksen has this preview.
Wow, wild women like to have a good time.
The opening moments of Wild, Wild Women from Tav Falco and the Panther Burns. The online music dictionary AllMusic.com calls Tav Falco the master of a raw and symbolic fusion of rockabilly, blues, and fractured noise, as well as one of the earliest purveyors of what would become known as psychobilly. Now, Falco is an Arkansas native. Born in the countryside near Wheeland Springs and Gurdon in the southwest part of the state, he'll bring his band Tav Falco and the Unapproachable Panther Burns to Rogue on Dixon Street in Fayetteville tomorrow night. That's a very rare stateside appearance since he currently resides in Europe. The last time they played Fayetteville, the legendary Ice House was still open. It was the 1980s when Tav lived in New York City during the height of the fabled no wave scene in downtown Manhattan. But Tav spent 8 years in these hills when he studied at the University of Arkansas in the 60s and early 1970s. By 1973, he'd moved to Memphis, where he formed his influential band Tav Falco and the Panther Burns. That was not long after his solo set during a multimedia arts festival called the Tennessee Waltz. At that appearance, Tav sang a version of Lead Belly's Bourgeois Blues, just him and electric guitar, and a chainsaw happened to be up there too. By the end of his set, he was sawing the guitar in half while it was still plugged into the amp, which sent a shock through the audience. One of those listeners was the musician-producer Alex Chilton, best known as the lead vocalist of Texas psych rock country band Big Star. Chilton started coming by Falco's house, where they'd have jam sessions. And by 1979, that turned into Tav Falco and the Panther Burns. The first iteration of the band included Tav himself, Alex Chilton, and Memphis producer Jim Dickinson, who'd laid down tracks for people such as Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Big Star, and The Replacements, as well as was a session musician for folks including Aretha Franklin, The Rolling Stones, and Arlo Guthrie. Although Tav moved on to the trenches of the no-wave scene in Lower Manhattan by the 1980s, Memphis was where he had his formation and where so many things took place. He founded the nonprofit art action video group Televista with Arkansan Randall Lyon, which aimed to document the thriving arts and music community of Memphis in that era. He also became friends with the photographer William Eggleston, who's largely credited with bringing color photography into the importance of art photography. Now, Falco has been an expat for some time and currently resides in Vienna. He called me via Skype, having just finished a new underground film. It was during the rumble of Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. A generous and gracious interviewee, he recounted in detail the 8 influential years he spent in Fayetteville, as well as a detailed account of how Panther Burns was founded and where the name came from. It was from a plantation in Tennessee. Unfortunately, the audio recording was garbled and unclear, but here is part of our conversation in which he discusses his work as an artist in many mediums, including music, film, and as a writer. He wrote, along with journalist Eric Morse, a sprawling 2-volume memoir, Ode to Memphis, called Mondo Memphis. That's when he explained that as an artist, it was his duty to break down barriers.
It's like the sax player Charlie Parker once said, it is the job of the artist. To break down barriers between the art. There's no separation between sound and picture, between being in front of the camera and behind it. Really, I have one song to sing, and it is a vision. It is the Orphic vision. It is the vision of Orpheus. It is the vision of going down. It is not a mystic vision of the heavens, of the stars, but it is a vision of the unconscious. It is a vision of going down into the underground like Orpheus, to go down with his lyre and to cast a spell with his music. And that is what we do with Panther Burns.
Tav Falco and his unapproachable Panther Burns perform at Rogue on Dixon Street in Fayetteville tomorrow night, along with local acts Glory Bones and Forever Blowing Bubbles. For more information, you can call Rogue at 571-5200 or go to dearcrossing.ticketbud.com/PantherBurnsRogue. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
The 24th annual Chili Pepper Cross Country Race tomorrow at the University of Arkansas's Cross Country Course in Fayetteville. Over 80 college teams and 120 high school teams will be competing, plus 750 runners will participate in the open 10K and 1 mile fun run. Registration and more information available at chilipepperfestival.org. Don't forget, October is the month of KUAF's fall campaign. All contributions made during this month, including one you would make right now, count toward KUAF's fall campaign goal. You can show your support for KUAF and your public radio habit right now online at KUAF.com. Many, many other things happening this weekend. The 24th annual Pea Ridge Mule Jump takes place tomorrow morning at Pea Ridge High School. A 5K run will start the day's activities at 7:30. If you want to know more, PeaRidgeMuleJump.com. The Northwest Arkansas Riders we'll meet at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville tomorrow for a reading of original flash fiction that's 600 words or fewer in an explosion of prose. It's free. It's open to the public. It begins tomorrow night at 7 at Nightbird Books at 205 West Dixon Street. And history buff Ann Webb will share pieces from her collection of Civil War artifacts and Victorian-era mourning jewelry. That's mourning with a U, at the West Fork Public Library tomorrow afternoon at 1. The public's invited. It's absolutely free. If you'd like more information, you can call 839-2626. This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville, Logap. I'm Kyle Kellums. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back Sunday morning at 9 with my co-producer Christina Thomas. We'll have Weekend Ozarks at Large, another brand new daily edition of Ozarks at Large, Monday at noon. This is Ozarks at Large and KUAF. Thanks so much for listening. Have a safe weekend.